How crazy can one guy be? Recording hundreds of songs for free. Like my wife always says, Jerry, you're sick in the head. I used to have a really good job. Now I live with my mom. In a basement alone, working on apps for your phone. I can't stop grinning with every note that I'm singing. It feels like a show that's beginning, and my life is one big musical. I really should go to bed, but it's just like Michelle said. I can't quit because I'm sick in the head.
All right, it is December 1st. Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and I am so sick in the head that I was compelled to record this, even though I'm exhausted and a little sick after 5 days of Thanksgiving vacation. The TK Jingles podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today's episode is brought to you by the Scotty Rescue of the Mid-Atlantic. And that's a real organization. I wanted to tell a quick story up front. This past week for the Thanksgiving holiday, my wife and I and the two girls and our two little dogs were in Boise, Virginia with my in-laws. And on Friday, as we were I was going to take the dogs for a walk at about 3 in the afternoon. I opened the door and there was a Scotty just wandering on the front porch. And he seemed like a nice enough dog, and he had no collar on him, no identifying tags or anything. So we put a collar on him and a leash to make sure he didn't wander off. And we called the sheriff's department and animal control and the local resort and the local general store and basically called everybody we could for about 3 hours. Couldn't find anybody that knew about this dog. He looked like he'd been out for a while. I mean, he was in good health, but he was pretty ratty looking. And so this was Friday at 3 o'clock. We weren't leaving until Sunday night. And we have two small dogs and a one-year-old and a three-year-old. So we really couldn't take this dog in the house unless we just locked him in the bathroom or something. It just seemed horrible. But one of our dogs is a rescue. We got from the Schnauzer Rescue of the Mid-Atlantic. And my wife is always, you know, very compassionate with animals. So she called the, she found out that there was a similar group for these particular brands of dogs or breed of dogs and gave them a call, and they said, you know what, we're in Silver Spring, but we will drive and meet you wherever you are. And we were in Boise, which is like 2 hours away. So we'll drive and meet you, and we'll pick up the dog, and we'll take care of him, make sure he goes to a good home. So we met kind of a halfway point in Winchester, a little bit past there, and exchanged the dog. Within 24 hours, the next day, he'd already been placed in a home, and for all that we know, he's in a great place, and it was a really good story. And they checked him out and found out that he was only a couple years old, and he seemed like he'd been neglected for a while, had some sores and things on him, but otherwise was in good health. So it was a really good story and a really happy ending. And several of the people that we talked to in Boise that throughout the day as we were trying to find out where to place this dog said, oh, yeah, I saw him wandering in the woods, you know, at 9 this morning. Oh, yeah, I saw him wandering in the woods. I mean, people that had just been totally letting this dog go. And, you know, it was snowing and it was miserable out there. So a terrible thing with the happy ending. But if you, if you like dogs and like animals, I would highly recommend that you consider getting a rescue pet. So that was my little soapbox there. And now I'll get back to the fun music and all the stupidity that may have brought you here today. So before I talk about the new music, I also wanted to say that I'm very proud and just wanted to reiterate this, that I still have not jumped on the awful Triscuit joke bandwagon. You will not hear me making any Triscuit and wine jokes because in my snooty TK Jingles view of it, it's not a joke. It's just talking about crackers. So, I mean, I guess it's no funnier or no worse than talking about Kind bars, but for whatever reason, I'm not liking that. So anyway, up front, it was actually a really busy week of jingles. The week of Thanksgiving, it was only a 3-day week. You'd think there wouldn't be that much material, but we had some new voices, a lot of good stuff. So today we're going to have 7 new jingles up front. We're going to have a trivia question. It's actually a repeat of a question from a couple of months ago. Got a good question. And then we have 4 songs about Kevin Sheehan, 3 of which are brand new. And then a couple bonus tunes plus the mailbag. As I said earlier, I am a little bit worn down, but I'm going to do my best to put in a full show here. And I figured that on a Monday after Thanksgiving, there's no new Tony content. Maybe a few of you would enjoy listening to this on the drive-in. So I hope it was worth it and that you enjoy it. If you do, or if you'd like to join the conversation, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com. All right, so on to the new music. So first up, we have three songs about Robert Griffin and the saga with the Redskins. So the first was an idea by Tom Scott saying, you should do something to Candle in the Wind. And I started writing some lyrics, and I realized that I had written lyrics to a version of the song that isn't available anywhere, one of the live performances Elton John had done many years ago. So I contacted John Neisinger, who's just an amazing piano player, and said, hey, do you know this live version? Is there a way that maybe you can record something? And he did it in no time flat. It sounds awesome, even added some strings to it. And then Joe Arrow with a Fool on the Hill parody, Mr. Cool Has Lost His Thrill, and Brad Weiss with a parody of Ricky to Lose That Number. So all three songs right up front about Mr. Robert Griffin. Then we've got some more traditional Tony and the Gang songs. So then we have Free Swag Action by Byron, John, and Mickey. And then we have The Role of My Dreams by Happy Blaze, talking about Tony's experience on The Americans. It's great. It's a pretty long one. And then KJ getting her mom to join in, truly in the Thanksgiving holiday spirit, with I'll Just Complain. And then John Neisinger, who played the wonderful piano on the Candle in the Wind song and some songs from the past few weeks, with a parody of Billy Joel's Movin' Out called Talk About. And I think this one is spectacular. And after that, we're going to have some trivia, the Kevin segment, some bonus stuff in the mailbag. It's going to be a really good show. Stick around. I hope you enjoy it.
Goodbye, RG3. That was an unprecedented fall. You're still great at selling sandwiches, but not so good at football. We all hoped it would work when they gave up 30 picks in a trade to get the star from Baylor, the one with the trademark name. And your rookie year, you were so great for Shannon and his kid, and you turned all your critics into unbridled optimists. But they finally had to bench you because you never win. And you might get another chance to play, but not from Jay Gruden. Yes, they finally had to bench you, oh, Robert Griffin. And you might figure it out one day, just not for the Redskins. Game after game, this man with great skill, this man with the lightning bolt legs, is standing perfectly still. I can't seem to understand it. He used to run so fast, now he's no longer giving answers. Mr. Cool has lost his thrill. He's no longer striking fear because he has no second gear. See my eyes fill with tears. 2 years ago, a new star was born. It ended with him on the ground, another ACL torn. We all bought into his words. I'm all in for week one. And everyone took notice that he didn't want to run. And defenses knocked him down, and his tires had lost their tread. Is his career winding down?
Although you're new in town, we'd heard your name.
hope to get your brother, but no can do. Now you can blame a bad defense, there's your excuse. Or you could have a change of heart. Griffin's just lost his teammates. Don't you want to call on someone else? Colt McCoy won a few games by himself. Griffin's just lost his teammates. Is he really what you need? He's like John Beck, just getting better with no more speed. Griffin's just lost his teammates.
Griffin's just lost his teammates.
Griffin's just lost his teammates.
Aldridge got no Castle's jacket. No free snack, no knick-knack. This is Wag. Is it cause he's he can't get no? BA can't get no. But when the Penn State ice cream comes, or the little send in free chino, that he could use for information. Yeah, he can't get no. Why is that so? Hey, DA, get some swag today.
Hey,
hey,
you.
You
know who I am.
Who, you?
Yes, me. I'm Guy in Sports Bar.
Hey there, waitress, can a guy get a bud? Hey there, waitress, turn the sound up. I'm really into this fight. How's my life? I got a line waiting for my cue. Hey, younger fella, how about you? I'll be your old man reading or standing on the street. When you can't get De Niro, Pacino, or Streep. Role of my dreams, I'm Guy in Sports Bar.
You're Guy in Sports Bar.
As weird as it seems,
they saved the trailer, baby,
for Guy in Sports Bar.
Say cut, yeah.
Ooh, what a shot.
Ouch. Ow.
Says Guy in Sports Bar. How does that taste there, Wilbon? Kick Butowski, consultant on this nut. There's a jacket, South Park sort of, Mr. 3000 and more. Well, just those four. Wait, there's the Millers, and I'm counting Dream Job. So when you're casting a crowd or a mob, I'll be your geezer walking. Just call on old Satch when you can't get Hathaway or Cumberbatch. Roll of my dreams,
roll of your dreams.
I'm Guy in Sports Bar.
You're Guy in Sports Bar.
Other guy wants to scream.
I want a contest, baby.
That Guy in Sports Bar.
Eat it, yeah.
Oh, where's my close
up to meal?
For Guy in Sports Bar.
Every morning from 10 until noon, I just complain. I'm not picky, anything will do. I'll just complain.
I'll just complain about it. I'll just complain.
Fix my pothole.
When I do, good things happen too. So I just complain. I went golfing at Pinehurst number 2, but 'twas too chilly. Got a line on my favorite TV show, but it wasn't free. I'll just complain about it. I'll just complain.
Can't feel my fingers.
When I do, good things happen too. So I just complain. I love movies and Anne Hornaday's reviews, but oy, her phone. It sounds like she's in a tin can field of beans, just like at Ryan's home. I'll just complain about it. I'll just complain.
Get a new phone.
When I do, good things happen too. So I just complain. Where's my paper? It is late once again. Raj used to blame. Come on now, don't you know who I am? Oh, I hate to use my fame. So I'll just complain about it. I'll just complain.
Change your route now.
When I do, good things happen too. So I just complain.
Anthony goes to the grocery store looking for food on a Sunday. Little Susan there and walks across the floor. She says, Tony, you took them all away. And all I wanted was brown rice, sea salt, and pepper. Crack, 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 crack. As I should have known by now that you'd spend time on your favorite snack and how you get things for no money. Yes, it seems such a waste of time to listen and hear you out, but somehow you little still love what you talk about. You talk about, oh, we might hear RG3 is missing a beat. You're seen with no endings. Will you eat chicken cacciatore before toasting your beef? Or where you can find some free parking? We hear you all the time plugging your Cadillac. Ack, 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 ack. We ought to know by now if you can golf with a wretched back or about Mary and Barry's benders. Yes, it seems such a waste of time to listen and hear you out. Somehow you live to love what you talk about. You talk about, oh, ooh, 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 ooh.
It's time for trivia, trivia, some really stupid trivia. You send me some questions and now I'll let somebody talk. Somebody talk, let's let another little talk.
Today's trivia question comes from Burke from Fredericksburg. He says, what's the origin of the "for those of you watching on News Channel 8 joke? I've always thought it was funny, especially since I worked at News Channel 8 many years ago. So for Burke from Fredericksburg, the answer to that question is given to us by Mike in Burke. So I think that next week we need to have a question by Fredericksburg and Mike, or Mike and Fredericksburg, something like that to kind of complete the circle here. But anyway, Mike and Burke with the answer to what's the news Channel 8 joke for Burke from Fredericksburg.
Well, the people who are truly inside of the Mr. Tony Show know that the show is always simulcast on News Channel 8, and you can tune into it if you call your cable company and ask for the special second digital feed of News Channel 8, where the Mr. Tony Show is simulcast. Psych. There is no simulcast of the Mr. Tony Show. The News Channel 8 thing is just a little joke that they do in the show when they hold up objects or point something out to each other, and the people at home listening logically cannot see it.
Awesome. Mike from Burke, Virginia, with that wonderful answer. And we are coming up in the next week or two on Kevin's winter weather forecast. So because of that, there's been a lot of enthusiasm about Kevin Sheehan. So we have three brand new songs here, along with a classic that I always hoped would introduce the winter weather forecast, but that time is probably come and gone, because I think this was over a year ago that this was submitted. But first, we have the Kevin Sheehan lead-in by Michael B., then Kevin Sheehan the Weatherman by Just Another Jim, then Marshmallow World, another Kevin Sheehan song by Joe Arrow, and Kevin's Winter Weather Forecast, performed by the woman related to me by marriage.
I'm too sexy for this show, too sexy for this show, too sexy, I know. I'm Kevin Sheehan, Kevin Sheehan, the news and weather man. I'm a model, you know what I mean. I mean an N-A-O and a P-O-A. I know when the snow's to blame, know when it's gonna rain. Look, here comes a hurricane. Who is hitting my elbow? Is pushing my elbow? It's that Brit hole Nigel.
Oh, Kevin Sheehan, the weatherman, best forecaster on the show. You know we'll get the weather right on Rockville Pike if there's a positive NAO. And Corey says there'll be a blizzard. Oh, Kevin, you just say hey. My colleagues and I disagree a little bit, but we'll have 40s by the end of the day.
Great forecaster.
Yeah, it was okay. Nigel's chasing me out of here right now, but next hour I got that story on that terrible accident on the Beltway yesterday. I'll update you on that and let you know what's going on.
Kevin Sheehan world in the winter, when you're slipping on the ice and the snow. If it precipitates and it accumulates, Mr. Tony won't be doing the show. When the other weather clowns are all sleeping, Kevin's busy tracking models with ease. When those other guys say the temps will rise, only Kevin knows it's really gonna freeze. The world is a snowball, his ego grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, Kieran is jealous, cause he's always wrong. But Kevin keeps rolling along. What's the snow total call for the winner? He'll take a shot, yeah, he'll give it a whirl. All the colleagues know he had that weeks ago. And winner, it's a Kevin Sheehan world. Storm comes, Tony won't show. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, Kevin, what's your prediction for Tony's zip code? The Sheehan boys will shovel his road. He's got your early snow totals for the winner. He calls a shot, yeah, he'll give it a whirl. Well, if it's weeks away, he had that yesterday. In winter, it's a Kevin Sheehan world. In winter, it's a Kevin Sheehan world. In winter, it's a Kevin Sheehan world.
Chuck Bell is euphoric, 'cause the snow will be historic. But I like my weather reports from a guy who talks sports. Kevin's winter weather forecast. Sue Palka is divine, and I miss Bob Ryan. Even a broken watch is right once every night. It's Kevin's winter weather forecast. In December we can build a snowman. In January a derecho could blow it down. In February there might be a blizzard, but we'll just have to see how it plays out. Kevin's colleagues all agree he should do this for free. So on with the show, we all wanna know Kevin's winter weather forecast.
All right, I hope that whet your appetite as much as it did me for the winter weather forecast coming from our very own Kevin Sheehan in the next week or so. Lastly here, before the mailbag, I wanted to play a couple of bonus tunes. One is a song I recorded a couple of weeks ago, somewhat inspired by John Fitzpatrick, who had done a jingle a while ago about Bob Ryan and Tony being on a desert island together, and also tends to do Weezer songs. So this is a Weezer parody of a song about being on an island with Bob Ryan. And then a very, very short traditional mailbag song to Holiday Road that I recorded a long time ago, just a demo that I never did anything with, that I played on a podcast back in April, I think. So I just wanted to share that here again in case you missed that episode. And we'll be on to the mailbag.
Hip, hip. Hip, hip. If I was stranded for a while on a deserted desert isle, and I could be joined by anyone I choose, well, I know just what I'd do. On an island, Bob Ryan is my choice over Kate Upton. Well, on second thought, that's dumb. Can I pick someone else?
It's 11:50, time to end the show. Tony's got mail from so many folks. Faxes and notes, emails and faxes and notes.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
Thank you, Brad Weiss, for that wonderful mailbag jingle. I still have a few TK Jingle stickers left, just a couple. If you want one, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com or contact me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. Just want to remind you all that it's just me. I get a lot of emails saying, hey, TK Jingles people, hey, everybody, hey, everyone. Addressing to the large group as if there's a collective managing this thing, but there is only one crazy person that is dedicating an inordinate amount of time to this silly hobby. All right, so first we have an Android review here by Scott Austin. He says, greatness if you have a Google... well, I think he... Google. I'm still in a Thanksgiving mode here. Scott Austin says, greatness if you have a mobile Google machine and want to listen to songs played on the TK Jingles podcast and occasionally on the Tony Kornheiser show. This is the best app available. 6 foot, peanut butter and jelly, Doritos, Crystal Light, and Cherry Tic Tacs. Then we have an iTunes review from Matt. He says, I write for a living, and I couldn't do this. Brilliant as always. And then one last review here, and I have to flip over because it was too big for me to retype. So, all right, we have an iTunes review here by Cool Unyat. It says, that jingle stunk. I've been listening to the TK show since This Is Sparta. I've listened with joy and sometimes agony to all 9 Nigel's Rubbish Bin episodes and every episode of this much better TK Jingles weekly podcast. If you love Tony Kornheiser and listen to his show on ESPN 980 or podcast, then you will love this podcast. And if you do, you should submit a song on Jerry's TK Jingles website, although you may be humbled, as I have, in that my jingle, ironically entitled Give Me Some Clout, has not aired on the radio, this podcast, or even the lousy Nigel's Rubbish Bin. Also downloaded the TK Jingles app so you can take these jingles anywhere. There are some fantastic ones. Give me some clout. All right, I'm marking it down. That's one that we're going to have to put on Nigel's Rubbish Bin, the bonus edition of songs that were too crappy to be played on the Rubbish Bin. In all seriousness, the songs that are featured on this podcast or even Nigel's Rubbish Bin are a small selection of what is available at tkjingles.com. I do my best to be representative, to play you things that are interesting and different and funny, most of all. But there's a lot of stuff that if you only listen to Tony or if you only listen to me, you're not hearing. There are 950 songs or something like that now. We're going to get to 1,000 in the next month or two. So I'm very excited about that milestone. But anyway, check out tkjingles.com. Leave some feedback for folks. Check out those songs. Download the mobile apps available on iPhone, Android, or Windows Phone if you're one of the 3 people that owns one of those. And as always, you can contact me. You can send me trivia questions. You can send me old-timey jingles, songs from the future, whatever's on your mind, whatever you had for lunch, to podcast@tkjingles.com. I will be back next week with an exciting episode, and then on the December 15th episode, I will be joined by Scary Gary Allen, a childhood hero of mine, who's a wonderful parody music artist, and we'll be playing some of Gary's songs and having a little chat and having a good time. So be sure to tune in on December 15th. December 8th is also going to be a great show. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I always kind of throw this together, and it seems to work out. So if you liked this episode, then I think you'll like that one too. Thanks again, everybody.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!